أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من راق وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق. In the previous ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained the day of one aspect of the day of Qiyamah. When people's faces, there will be those who will be lighted up and happy. They will be those who are successful in seeing Allah. They will have great joy and pleasure. And knowing that they are now going to Jannah, we cannot imagine what pleasure and enjoyment they will have. While the other people who did not prepare for Akhirat, who did not believe in the Akhirat, who did all wrong things, their faces will be darkened and will be extremely sorrowful and sad. So now further Allah tabaraka ta'ala explains and says, Kalla, hargiz nahi. The thing is that definitely not, man is not worried of the day of Qiyamah. He doesn't think of what is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. The tests and trials Allah ta'ala has put in this worldly life are so much for him that he is just engrossed in all this dunya's things, or the pleasures and enjoyments of this dunya, that he doesn't even get time to think of Akhirat, what it is going to be. And this worldly life in any case is just a temporary life, whether it is the enjoyments and pleasures of this life, whether it is the hardships and difficulties of this life, but they are all temporary. And the real thing a person has to think of is the day of Qiyamah. And the day of Qiyamah, ulama have written, is so hard and so difficult that a person cannot imagine. That might be still beyond, we cannot see the day of Qiyamah. Our full yaqeen and iman is that day is going to come, and it is going to be a very, very difficult day. But the day when the first record of deeds will be distributed. And then with crossing full sirat, reaching full sirat will be a great, great difficulty and job on its own. And then crossing full sirat, and then hisab, kitab, Allah ta'ala. These are all very, very serious things. Allah ta'ala says, you don't think of that, but at least what you do see is the first stage of that journey, and that is maut and that is death. Every person encounters people around him, in his family, in his neighborhood, in his town, people who are passing away. And then that is the first stage of the life of the Akhirat. So Allah says, think of at least that stage which you are witnessing, and day to day you are getting information, this person has passed away, that person has passed away, you yourself are going to the Qabristan, making the janazah namaz of so and so and so and so, you are burying your close people, you are going down in the qabr and burying them. So think of that. And maut which you are seeing, which is coming in front of you, Allah explains that إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ. Jis waqt jaan pahunche haans ko. At that time when the soul reaches now the throat and it is going to be leaving the body, at that time if we see a person who is passing away, what his condition is at that time, how the soul has come now, it has come right to the throat, and there is now everyone has lost hope, so to say, of life. And a person at that time is in this great, great difficulty, and what is called sakarat, the pangs and the difficulties of maut, they are also too severe to imagine. The ruh coming out, as it was explained, like a thorny bush, and then there is a silk cloth that is put in there and pulled out at one time. How that silk cloth, so soft it is torn through shreds and nothing is left of it. Like that the ruh comes out of the body. And that is when a person is so attached to this dunya, and his whole life was just for dunya, the pleasures, the enjoyments of this dunya, and he had no thought of the Akhirat. Nothing whatsoever of preparation of Akhirat, that ruh just does not want to come out of the body, and with great difficulty it comes. So when it reaches this, the throes, the now, the final, it is going to leave. It starts being pulled out from the toes, the feet, the legs, and it comes up, and now it will go out from the throat. At that time, وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقْ Or لوگ کہے, کون ہے جھارنے والا. And at that time, when people have lost hope in everything else, he's right in the ICU, he's in the high care, all the greatest specialists of the world are attending to him. But now at this stage, they also say, we can't do anything. Now they ask, who can help us now? Is there somebody who can make some ta'weez now? Is there somebody who can make some amal now? Is there somebody who can help in some way now? And according to one narration, it is the malaika who says this, that who can help you now? Now there is nobody, now that ruh is going up and it is going away. Now no ruqiyya and no ta'weez is going to help you. No amal of any amil is going to help you. And the greatest and most powerful of men also, at that time he cannot overpower this. And everyone has to succumb to death. And finally death overtakes a person. So all this Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ Or وہ سمجھا کہ اب آیا وقت جدائی کا. And now that person realizes convincingly, I have to leave behind my home, my family, my possessions, my bank balance, whatever it is, everything I have to leave behind now, and it is time for me to depart. And he knows he has got no choice whatsoever in this departure. So in other words, all this Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, prepare for that time. So that you go eagerly, you prepare for that life of the year after, and when it comes, you go easily into that life. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ Or lipat gay pindli per pindli. And now the shank, that is the cuff between the knee and the elbow, that part of the body then of a dying person, they just sort of wrap one over the other. As the ruh has come out from there now, now there is no control over that. And in the pangs and difficulties of death and sakarat, the two shins, that is, with the shanks, the place between the knee and the ankle. They just wrap, so to say, over one another in that condition of difficulty and hardship which that person is going through. And now finally he realizes, إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْمَسَاقِ تیرے رب کے طرف ہے اس دن کھینچ کر چلا جانا. And now you are going to be dragged and pulled towards Allah. And all the commentators of Quran write that like when animals are driven to the abattoir and they are pushed and taken to the abattoir, like that people will be taken in droves and taken in front of Allah Ta'ala. You will have no choice whatsoever and they will be just driven and taken there. So this also reminds us, which comes a lot in the hadith, that remember death often. And what life will be after death in the qabr on the day of qiyamah. And the Quran is so absolute, there is no body who can deny this journey towards akhirah. And for that, a lot of tawbah istighfar and correcting our lives, coming on deen and turning to Allah Ta'ala is absolutely essential. And in all our matters, whether it is our beliefs, whether it is our ibadat must be corrected, our muamalat, our financial matters, whether it is our muasharat, how we interact with one another, or whether it is our akhlaq, our character and our behavior, all these things we have to correct and get ready for that real life of the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.